You are listening to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK. You just heard Hello by Adele and Wide Open Spaces by the Dixie Chicks. My name is DJ Cheeto, and tonight on the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, we have a special guest here helping us today to launch a new classroom collaboration. We are joined in the studio with Miss Autumn Rivera. Miss Rivera is a sixth grade science teacher at Glenwood Springs Middle School. This past fall, Miss Rivera, along with Mrs. Dean and Mrs. Hassel, planned an expeditionary learning for their sixth grade students. The students learned about the Colorado River watershed, and as part of the project, they created a public service announcement about what they learned. The PSAs will broadcast on KDNK beginning tonight through March 8th. Before we talk to Ms. Rivera, let's listen to a PSA by the GSMS 6th grade students.
Hello, we are a 6th grade students from Glenwood Springs Middle School. We have been researching the Colorado River watershed. Here is information and tips about how to keep our rivers clean and healthy. Take a listen.
The Colorado River is not the biggest or the longest river, but it is the most endangered.
The Colorado River is tapped, it's drained, and is one of the only rivers in the country that no longer kisses the ocean. There are solutions to this, like rain gardens and throwing your trash away in the correct places, but we need your help.
It flows 1,450 miles through the Rocky Mountains, deserts, and plateaus, moving through 7 states, 2 countries. It feeds mouths by giving 80% to irrigation and gives water to 36 million people.
It helped carve some of America's largest canyons and mountains, yet is still dying and drained.
The Colorado River only listens to gravity. But we need to start listening to the Colorado River.
The Colorado River is polluted. Trash, oil, and gas flow through the life source of the West.
We need to help save the Colorado River for its health and ours.
My name is Red, but you have led me to be dead.
I depend.
I depend.
I depend.
I depend.
We all depend
on its flow of water to live.
This has been a collaboration between Glenwood Springs Middle School, Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.
Ms. Rivera is here to talk to us about the project and help us kick off the public service announcements. Welcome to KDNK, Ms. Rivera. Thanks so much for being here tonight.
And thanks so much for having me.
Ms. Rivera, please tell us about the Colorado River Expeditionary Learning Project that you did with your students last semester.
So 6th grade students at Glenwood Springs Middle School spent the entire first semester answering the question, how does activity in Glenwood Springs affect the Colorado River and its tributaries? We spent first quarter looking at the ecology of the river. We went rafting thanks to Glenwood Adventure Company. We went up to the fish hatchery. We worked with Roaring Fork Conservancy to do a bug kick to measure the health of Mitchell Creek. We spent a lot of time just studying the plants and animals that lived in and around the Colorado River. Second quarter, we looked at the geological and human impacts of the Colorado River and spent a lot of time looking at that. We were able to bring in guest speakers from all over the community to come talk to our students about different aspects of the Colorado River, and finished up with a huge celebration of learning where we invited the entire community to come and listen to our students show off what they learned, and we're very pleased with all the people that came to support our students.
So last year when I did this project, we did a lot of work on microinvertebrates. This year, did you do a whole bunch of work still on the microinvertebrates and you studied their ways, I guess?
We did. We looked at the macroinvertebrates. We spent a lot of time doing bug kicks. We were able to get a grant in order to buy some microscopes that you can plug into the Chromebooks, and students used those microscopes to look at the macroinvertebrates and then take pictures of them and then use those pictures to create our scientific renderings that the students then sold to raise money for the river.
I am lucky enough to go to GSMS, and I did this project last year. Did you make any big changes this year with the project?
We did. One big change we made is we were able to have photos donated from the River District. They were photos taken by Pete McBride that demonstrated 10 different aspects of the Colorado River up and down the Colorado River watershed, starting up here in the Roaring Fork Valley and ending up in the Delta. And we had those on loan and had them displayed in the school for the entire semester, and students spent a lot of time looking at the pictures. We went back and introduced the project through the pictures. We went back midway through and then at the very end. And to see the learning that students saw when I first saw this picture, I didn't know what it was about, to the very end when students could say, now that I've seen this picture, I can understand. And it was awesome to see the growing. And thanks to the River District for loaning us those photos, because it really enhanced our project.
Can you tell me what one picture was about or looked like?
One of the students' favorite pictures was one of people farming lettuce. They were picking lettuce, which I think when students first saw it, we're not really sure, why is there this picture of lettuce here with the Colorado River? And we really learned about the importance of how much water, especially in the lower basin of the Colorado River, goes towards irrigation, and how the Colorado River no longer reaches the Delta because of all of the aqueducts and the just irrigation canals that take the water out of the Colorado River in the lower half of the river.
Why do you think it is important for the students to learn about the Colorado River watershed?
It's local. From Glenwood Springs Middle School, it's a 10-minute walk to the Colorado River. It flows right in our front yard. And so just having students know more about this river that we depend on for many reasons, but in Glenwood Springs, the rivers are very crucial to where we live and what we love to do. It's important. I think that students also like that it's a current event, and it's a big deal right now. The Colorado River is tapped, as you heard in that public service announcement. It's tapped and drained, and we don't have a lot of water that we need, and 36 million people are depending on that.
What do you think the students enjoyed most about this project?
I think they loved being outdoors. We tried to go outside a lot. Like I said, we went rafting. We walked up to the fish hatchery. We were in the river, in the creek, doing bug kicks. They liked the hands-on part of it. And also because it's local, because it's right here, I think that really was meaningful to the students.
Do you think this will impact the students' lives or the way the students act around the river in any way?
I think it already has. I think students really like to know what's happening in their lives and like to have impacts on it now. We did a lot of projects that focused on solutions and things we can do next. Students are really thinking about how they're using the water and what they're doing. They also are really more aware of pollution and how that's going to work, especially with runoff right now. And so I think both of those things are really going to help students and impact their lives.
Mm-hmm. So there's the ditch out in the front of the middle school that the current seventh graders, including me, worked on last year. Are you and Miss Dean and Mrs. Hassel going to continue working on the ditch?
Yeah, and you guys did such a great job. Just to give you guys some history, Charlie and her class last year spent a lot of time out in the ditch in front of our school that didn't have any sort of ground covering. It was just dirt. And so when the runoff would happen, it would just run right into the storm drain and go away from there. So we wanted to find a way to kind of slow that down. And so her class really worked on planting a whole bunch of wildflowers, which were beautiful this summer. And we're going to continue to do that in the spring.
How do you hope that the students will use this information in their everyday lives?
I really hope that they just pass this information on to others. It's so important, and it's something that many people are fighting to save our Colorado rivers. And if they can just tell one or two people about it, I think that'll just pass on and spread on. And hopefully we can work together, because so many people are depending on this. If we can work together, hopefully we can reach a solution.
I understand that you encourage the students and staff at GSMS to listen in tonight. Is there anything that you'd like to say to your students?
First off, I want to shout out to my Cougars. Hopefully they're listening right now. And also just letting you know, I had a challenge for my students that if they listened and could tell me my favorite song about rivers and they come see me tomorrow, that I'll give them a prize. So if you're listening right now, Cougars, pay attention. My favorite song about rivers is The River by Garth Brooks. Come find me tomorrow and I'll give you a prize.
Can you tell the students and listeners when they can listen to the PSA live on KDK?
Yeah, starting tonight, you can listen, and they will be running until March 10th. You can tune in on Sundays at 3:30. Mondays, they'll be at 2:45, and Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. to hear our public service announcements that the students worked really hard on.
Is there anything else you would like to add, Ms. Rivera?
Yeah, I really would like to thank the Glenwood Springs Middle School staff and then all the community members. We had a lot of community members that were involved in this project. They volunteered their time, they volunteered their talents to come in and either speak to students, to work with students. Especially a huge shout out to Taylor Hawes from the Nature Conservancy, Pete McBride from National Geographic, and the Colorado River District, who really came out and supported our students throughout the entire course of this expedition.
Last year when I did this project, I definitely learned a lot about rivers.
What was your thing that you remember learning the most?
I remember learning about microinvertebrates and how, like, the conditions that they need to live in. And I really enjoyed the drawing project because I'm not the best artist, and I drew the little midge, mm-hmm. and it turned out actually not as bad as I...
That's awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, we have our students do a scientific rendering with multiple drafts. So they start with a picture of a macroinvertebrate. They do the first draft. They get critiqued. They get a second draft, get critiqued, and a third draft, and then their final draft. And it's that process of showing how multiple drafts, like you said, Charlie, maybe you weren't so good at the beginning, but with baby steps, I remember your drawing, and it was amazing. So nice job.
Thank you. Thanks so much for being here tonight, Ms. Rivera, and for all the hard work you do with your students at the GSMS.
Thank you. We really love the support of this program and all that they do for our students, so thanks for that.
The Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program would also like to thank Glenwood Springs Middle School for their classroom collaborations with the Youth Radio here in KDNK. We would also like to thank the Colorado River District for supporting the Colorado River Project and the other classroom youth radio projects. We love the Colorado River District! Coming up next, we will listen to two public service announcements by GSMS 6th grade students. We will also hear Mr. Rivera's favorite song about rivers called The River by Garth Brooks. To all those GSMS students listening out there, make sure to go see Mr. Rivera to get your prize. Thanks for listening to the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program.
Hello, we are 6th grade students from Glenwood Springs Middle School. We have been researching the Colorado River watershed. Here is information and tips about how to keep our rivers clean and healthy. Take a listen.
Throughout the Roaring Fork Valley, thousands of microinvertebrates thrive.
When humans litter, it puts all these little creatures in huge danger. Stop littering as you drive by the river and try keeping your own trash in your car. Without these small bugs, there would not be as many fish in the Roaring Fork Valley. Fishing is one of the main outdoor activities for many Aspen to Glenwood Springs residents.
Hunting is an important part for Colorado, and many tourists come here just to hunt. All the deer and other animals depend on the river to survive in the wilderness, and without clean water in the rivers, they will not be able to survive. This will cause all the animals to die and take away a lot of food for us and the privilege of hunting.
So before throwing that extra water bottle out of your car window, remember, there are many animals and people that you are harming, including yourself.
This has been a collaboration between Glenwood Springs Middle School, Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.
Hello, we are 6th grade students from Glenwood Springs Middle School. We have been researching the Colorado River watershed. Here is information and tips about how to keep our rivers clean and healthy. Take a listen.
Have you ever heard of a rain garden? If not, then here are some facts to help you understand what it is. We make rain gardens to help filter our water and to help decrease the pollution in the rivers.
A rain garden is also a bed of natural plants that soaks up all the rain and cleans it so the water can go to the river without pollutants, so we can recirculate the rainwater and drink it again.
Rain garden should use sand, gravel, and rocks for soil, and some of the plants in the rain garden could be big blue stem, common boneset, and coneflower. You put rain gardens in lower ground or a depression.
For more information, visit www.groundwater.org to find out more about rain gardens. The website also talks about different ways to help protect our rivers. Rain gardens are inexpensive and simple to plant. Rain gardens also help pollution control and flooding protection.
This has been a collaboration between Glenwood Springs Middle School, Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KDNK. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.